Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We want to bless your name. We exalt you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day that you have made, and indeed we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all your creations. We thank you for the moon, for the stars, for the sunlight. We thank you, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, for the lives of all our loved ones. We thank you, Lord, for your protection round about us and all our loved ones. We say glory be unto your holy name. Thank you for your love, for your peace and your joy that permeates in our lives. We say, be thou lifted up, high Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you for all our past meetings. Thank you for your word that has gone forth for healing, for deliverance, for salvation of souls. And we commit today's service into your hands and we say, Lord, come and speak to us, speak to our situations, speak to our circumstances in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are all welcome to your special program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that as you linked up today, the Almighty God will speak to you. The Lord will touch you. The Lord will give you that word in due season. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be discussing with us what I titled, Jesus is the access. Jesus is the access that you and I need. And I pray that indeed we will embrace it and begin to have a stronger relationship with Him so that we may be able to access that which the Lord has prepared for you and I in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19, and I'm reading from verse 11 to 17. Acts 19, reading from 11 to 17. The Bible says, and God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirit came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of the Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and the Greek, and the fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of Jesus. There you have the story of the seven sons of Sceva who had no relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And they want to use the name of Jesus Christ to deliver people from demons. Brothers and sisters, you cannot use what you do not have. What you do not have a relationship with is not possible for that name to work for you. You can call upon the name of Jesus and it will not work. Because why? You do not have any relationship with him. It's when you have a relationship with this Jesus we are talking about that indeed, that when you call upon that name, it will answer, it will open doors for you, it will give you access to where you can never imagine. Why? Because there is an existing relationship. When you do not have a relationship with him, it's more like impersonation, it's like giving a false impression of who you are when you don't have that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when we are talking about Jesus Christ having been the Ascent, the Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." That means that without Jesus, it's not possible for you to have access to the Father. So when you have a relationship with Jesus, that you can have access to the Father. The book of Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 18, he says, "For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father." So it is only through Jesus that you can have access to the Father. There is no other way. But for you to have access to the Father through Jesus, you must know him. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You must be associated with him. If there is no relationship with him, then in that case, it's not possible for you to have access to the Father. And brothers and sisters, the name of Jesus opens doors. The name of Jesus is like a ticket that gives us access to the theater. And you know, when you go to the theater, what happens in the theater? You see different things. You begin to behold the awesomeness of God. God will begin to reveal mysteries to you through the name of Jesus. The things that you do not know, God will reveal to you. Why? Because you have a relationship with the Son. And as a result of that, he will reveal things to you. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 2, he said, "Through him we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Through him, we can have that access to the grace for God to reveal mysteries to us, the grace for us to be used mightily of him. We can see in that Acts 19 that we read there that Saul was doing extraordinary miracles. The Bible referred to it as extraordinary miracle. It's not even just miracle. He said extraordinary miracles by the hands of Saul, such that the handkerchiefs and the apron that he has touched begin to heal the sick. Brothers and sisters, you and I can do this. Why? Because we have a relationship with Jesus. But if you do not have that relationship with him, it's not possible for you to be able to do that. The Bible also tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, Ephesians 3, verse 12, say, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith." You see, it's through Jesus Christ that you can have boldness. The boldness to step to where ordinarily you wouldn't have stepped to. It's the boldness that you have for you to be able to take that which God has prepared for you. So when we talk about the name of Jesus, it can also be likened to an invitation to attend a banquet. And when you attend a banquet, at the banquet, you have different things placed on the table, different types of meal, different types of blessings, the blessings of healing, the blessings of deliverance, the blessings of abundance, the blessings of joy, the blessings of peace. All sorts of blessings have been placed on the table. But for you to be able to get into that banquet room, you need the name of Jesus. You need that name of Jesus. When you have that name of Jesus, the banquet room will be open to you and you will be able to access those blessings. Many of the blessings that you and I are supposed to access that we've not been able to access is because we have not been able to build up our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship with him starts in our mouth and ends in our mouth. We need to go beyond that. We need to get deeper and deeper, have a greater understanding of this God. And as we do so, we begin to get access to those things. And then another thing about the name of Jesus The name of Jesus is like the ticket for us to board a train, to board the aircraft, to board the bus or whatever. And what that means, what that implies is that the name of Jesus is the one that can take us to where we want to get to. It takes us from where we are right now to where we want to be, where God wants us to be. When we take the plane, if we travel by plane from London to US, you find out that it takes you maybe about 6-7 hours for you to get there, and you are already there. Brothers and sisters, it takes you a shorter time. The name of Jesus gives you that speed, the speed you do not have. With the name of Jesus, you can get that speed. Bible makes us to understand that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I have that name, because I have that relationship with Him, I have that access. I can get to where ordinarily I wouldn't have gotten to. It takes me to places where I cannot get to. Why? Because I know Jesus. Because I have a relationship with Jesus. Also, the name of Jesus is like the access code to a computer. And you know, in the computer, the hard drive of the computer, you have a lot of data, a lot of information there. So when you have the name of Jesus, that is your access code. And with that access code, you begin to have access to those information that ordinarily you wouldn't have had information for. If you look at in the scripture there, we read the story about Elisha, when the king of Assyria was asking his men and said, who has been divulging my military strategy to the king of Israel? He said, no, nobody. There is a prophet in Israel that even what you are doing in your bedroom, he sees it. Brothers and sisters, if you have a relationship with Jesus, whatever plan that the enemy they are planning against you, the Lord will reveal everything to you. Before they move, you know everything. Brothers and sisters, the name that we need, the name that we ought to hold on to at all times is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that name that gives us access to the Father? Is that name that gives us access to information? Is that name that gives us access to all manners of blessing that you can imagine? Is that name that opens doors, doors that have been shut for us? He is the master key. He opens the door and no one can shut. And He shuts the door no one else can open. Why don't you get that name? Why don't you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Have a relationship with Him, know Him, serve Him, do His will, follow Him all the days of your life. Tell the world about His goodness, about His mercies, about His love, about His kindness. And as you do so, you begin to see your heavens will open. And I pray that this day, as you are hearing me, if you are not sure of your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm giving you the opportunity right now to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. So wherever you are right now, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, forgive me my sins, write my name in the book of life. It is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you. I bless you on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you. Let them remain connected to you all the days of their life. Concerning everyone that have listened to this broadcast, I say the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will uphold you. The Lord will guide and direct your path. He will not allow you to fail. He will not allow you to stumble in the mighty name of Jesus. The powerful name of Jesus will open doors for you. Doors that have been shut against you, the Lord will open them for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The name of Jesus will speak for you. The name of Jesus will take you higher and higher in the name of Jesus. You will be sought out for good in the name of our Lord Jesus and continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.